Cat came awake with her arm aching. She tried to shift her weight off it, only to learn that she couldn't. A feather-light netting covered her. Unfortunately, it was a netting she knew all too well. Artemis's Dictyon. Disgust consumed Cat over a prank that had grown old centuries ago, when another of Artemis's handmaidens had thought trapping her like this was entertaining. Wouldn't the woman ever learn that Cat didn't find this funny? All right, Satara, stop with the stupid games and let me up. But as Cat focused her eyes, she realized that she wasn't at home, and Satara wasn't there laughing at her. Rather, there was a man glaring his hatred at her. Again. She let out a sound of deep aggravation. What is your damage?
Simple. I want my powers back.
Of course he did. What god wouldn't want his powers back? But Lucifer's hell would freeze solid before she ever allowed a psycho like this to have even an inkling of power.
Yeah, well, tough shit. He curled his lip. Don't fuck with me, Artemis. I'm not in the mood.
And neither am I, dumbass. In case you haven't noticed, I'm not Artemis. Sin paused at her words and took a closer look at her. There were small things about her that were different. But the woman held the same green eyes, the same facial features. She was Artemis. He could feel the power emanating from her.
Don't lie, bitch.
She kicked at him, but he sidestepped it.
Don't you dare call me that, dickhead. I don't take that from anyone, least of all someone like you. Give me my powers, and I'll gladly free you.
And he meant that. Once he got his powers returned, he'd kill her, and then she'd be free.
Look, brick wall, I can't give you what I don't have. I am not Artemis.
She clipped each word as she spoke it. He leaned over her so that she could see just how much contempt he held for her and her feigned conviction.
Yeah, right. Do you think I could ever forget the face that has haunted me for 3,000 years? The face of the woman whose throat I want to cut?
She literally snarled at him like a wild beast.
Get it through your head. I'm not Artemis.
Then who are you?
My name is Cat Agritera.
It was his turn to scoff.
Agritera, huh?
He grabbed the netting over her chest and pulled her up so that they were eye to eye.
Nice try, Artemis. Agritera means huntress. Did you think I'd forget it was one of the names your followers applied to you?
She struggled against his hold.
It's also the epitaph that's used by Artemis's quarry. That would be me, you moron.
He laughed in her face.
You're one of Artemis's servants. How stupid do you think me? You fooled me once, but not twice.
Cat let out a long breath as frustration consumed her. She actually had the powers to break out of the netting, but if she did that, she'd give him a really big tip on how much power she had and who she really was. That was knowledge a creature like this didn't need to have. No, it was better to make him think she was powerless and without consequence. Believe it or not, I am.